Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All of his work can be read at brownszone.com, where the headline story, Clint Kubiak to interview for offensive coordinator job today. It's our buddy Scott Patrack. Hello, Scott.
What's going on?
Well, we're sitting here solving the problems of the National Football League and the Cleveland Browns in particular, and we'd like you to help.
That'll keep you busy.
That might be the best line you've ever had. That was really good. Okay, so Clint Kubiak today, son of Gary Kubiak, mentor to Kevin Stefanski. Daryl Bevel's in this thing. Daryl's mid-50s, former OC in Minnesota when Kevin was on the staff there and has a Super Bowl ring from Seattle. And Tommy Rees is the boy wonder who Nick Saban loves, who was tight ends coach this year. One of those three, your new offensive coordinator? And if so, which one? And if not, which? Yeah, who is it?
Yeah, I would certainly think it's one of those three guys. I'd probably go Kubiak, Rees, Bevel. And the reason I say that is, I think we talked last week about the desire from at least Joe Bitonio and Jack Conklin, and probably even more than that, to go back to that wide zone run scheme married with the play action pass that we saw Stefanski do in 2020, 2021. Before they got away from it a little bit. And obviously, Clint Kubiak grew up with that system, right? It's the Gary Kubiak system, the Mike Shanahan system that Kevin Stefanski really got acquainted with in 2019 when he was coordinator with the Vikings. Gary Kubiak was there. So was Clint. And I just think it makes a ton of sense if you're going to go back to that system and major in that, to bring in a guy that's so good at that, and that's what Clint would be. So that's why I would give him the edge. I'm sure they love Tommy Rees. I know he's an up-and-comer. He's, only 32 years old. But he hasn't really been in that system, per se. He called plays at Notre Dame. He called plays at Alabama. But I just think there's something about Clint Kubiak, their shared history, that could really help get this offense back to where it needs to be.
What are they looking for? They brought in Dorsey last year. I don't know what they were looking. They let AVP go. Why did they let him go? And so what's the perfect resume? Or are they looking for, Robin to Batman when it comes to Kevin?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry and really the whole organization likes to be diverse and likes to have all these different schools of thought. And that's something that Kevin Stefanski has really been forward about and upfront about. And even when he hired AVP to be his coordinator, AVP had spent time with Green Bay, spent time with Cincinnati. He didn't necessarily have the same background as Kevin did. So you draw from this, you draw from Bill Callahan comes in. And I think there's a lot of benefits from that. So I don't know if there's just one specific trait that Kevin's looking for. I think if he finds a really smart guy that has new and interesting ideas, he'll figure out a way to incorporate that into the offense. Having said that, I do think the familiarity with a guy like Clint Kubiak helps, especially when you're coming off 3-14 and you had the worst scoring offense in the league and you're trying to kind of go back to your fundamentals. At least I think they should try to go back to those fundamentals. I think that makes sense. The Ken Dorsey hire last year was because they were trying to maximize Deshaun Watson. And it was about going pass heavy. It was RPOs. It was more shotgun, more quarterback runs. Like, that was the reason for what was really an abrupt change from a guy like AVP, who they'd gotten together and, you know, after 4 years, they were on the same page. They were running that, you know, the play action scheme. That was a huge departure, but it was all for Deshaun Watson. And obviously, Watson's not number one in the equation now. And I think it'll be more about system than one guy. And again, that's what would lead me to Kubiak. I mean, I don't think it's a done deal with Kubiak. But that's why, to me, he would be the favorite.
If you bring in Kubiak, and let's just say he's the guy, yeah, does it lean you any which way about a quarterback? You know, and Kirk Cousins is obviously the name that comes to mind.
Sure. I mean, they both coached Kirk Cousins. So that would, I mean, I think it's easy to connect those dots.
Yep.
I think when you look at how this quarterback room is going to be put together, and I'm under the assumption it's at least one veteran and a rookie, you know, possibly at number two or at least somewhere in the top, whatever, you know, top rounds of the draft. I don't know if it'll be a number two or not. But I think you have to go young, a combination of young and older. And we know we expect Cousins to be released. We expect it to be a really cheap contract. It just makes a lot of sense to me. And I think the familiarity, if anybody's going to get Kirk Cousins to be the Kirk Cousins he was a few years ago, it would be the guys that coached him a few years ago, where he had a couple of his best seasons in the NFL with Kevin as a play caller in 2019, and Clint was there with them. So that makes a lot of sense to me. I think it's easy to figure that out. Now, if you go Bevel, you know, Russell Wilson could be a free agent, and he won a Super Bowl with Russell Wilson. So, yeah. You know, I don't know if I don't think you can make that coordinator decision based solely on that, because just coordinator decision is going to come 2 months or whatever, a month and a half before free agency. And I don't know if the Browns can say for sure that they can get Kirk Cousins or that Russell Wilson will be available. So I think you have to make it independent, but you can certainly go, okay, here's a couple options. And can these guys, these coordinators, fit with these quarterbacks that are high on the option list for the Browns?
Scott, Jeff and I were talking about the running back situation for next year. And I mean, just as I was saying to Jeff, my thought was Nick comes back, try to figure that out. I don't have any problem bringing back Jerome Ford, draft a guy, and then maybe bring in a veteran. What do you see the running back room looking like next year if you could look into your crystal ball?
Yeah, man, I spent a lot of time thinking about that yesterday, watching some of those running backs, right? Saquon.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs was so good. I know Green Bay lost, but he was so good yesterday, and he had a huge year for them.
Four of the five winners had a 100-yard rushing game from a running back.
Right. You know, Cook had a ton of touchdowns for Buffalo this season. I don't think there's any way that they go out and spend a bunch of money on a free agent running back. I just don't think that's how they're set up. But I would like to see him bring back Nick Chubb is a total kind of bonus, right? I don't think they know what they're going to get out of Nick. I don't think anybody knows exactly what you're going to get out of Nick. So I think you have to build the room kind of without him and then hope that he turns into Nick Chubb, the Nick Chubb you're so used to having. Ford will be back. He's under contract for another year. I do think you draft a guy, and I don't think it needs to be super high just because it's a running back, but I think third or fourth round, you take a guy that you believe can come in and start, and then you have the rookie, you have Ford, you have Chubb, and if you want to add a fourth guy that's kind of a goal line, a short yardage guy, because I think the Browns struggled in that area when Chubb wasn't out there this year. He was pretty good in that area. They missed Kareem Hunt from a year ago. He was good in that area. He was still good with Kansas City. I don't think Dante Foreman kind of filled that role like they wanted him to. Had some issues. So I could see the makeup being, like you said, Andy, Ford, a young guy, Chubb, and then kind of this fourth veteran guy that is cheap, but gives you some size and some grit.
Foregone conclusion that Foreman and Pierre Strong aren't back. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Strong's a big special teamer. You know, could he stick as a special teamer as your fourth guy when the rosters are cut? I could see that. I don't think I think he comes back. I think he spends the offseason on the roster. Now, whether or not he makes the 53 would depend on the rest of the guys. But, yeah, I don't think Foreman comes back.
On Friday, Browns officially announced the re-injure for Deshaun Watson. And it wasn't just a setback. He re-tore the Achilles. I would think he's going to be really hard-pressed to see the football field next year, which would be the fourth year of his contract. Is he ever going to play here again, Scott? And if not, what can the Browns do about maybe trying to get out of this thing or paying him off? Or what? How do you see this thing rolling?
Yeah. I mean, obviously you can't say anything for certain right now. He just had surgery, 4 days ago. But I expect that he has played his last down for the Browns. I think there are just too many factors to overcome. This two ruptured Achilles in 3 months is really difficult. If you restart the recovery clock, now you're talking, is he back in October? That feels too late. You come back to October, you miss all the offseason, you miss all the training camp, if that's the way it goes. Where's Deshaun Watson's mindset? Is he busting it to get back this year? Is he say, hey, I'm going to take this year and try to get right for 2026? So I think you can assume that he's not going to play this year. And if you make that assumption and it holds true, then you're 80% of the way done with his contract. He hasn't played good football for you since he's been here. You can figure out a way to get out of that contract. And if it's simple as you cut him and take a big cap hit in 2026, that's fine. I think they have the stomach for that. I think they can fit that under the cap as opposed to the $119 million this year. Right? If it's 73 in 2026, they can live with that. It's different than the $119 they would have had to swallow if they cut him in 2025. So, yeah, I think there's ways to get rid of it. I think if he doesn't play this year, they have insurance on him. They can get some kind of cap relief at some point. Now, it's not, it's not this all $73 million, or I don't think it's even all $46 million of the salary cap or the guaranteed contract, but they will get some salary cap relief at some point if he doesn't play and they get the insurance. So I just feel that when he hasn't played for you, then there's no need to bring him back on the field. I think they'll move past that. And then from a contract salary cap standpoint, it becomes doable after the 2025 season.
OC by the end of the week? What do you think? What's your gut tell you?
Yeah, I would think so. To me, Kubiak was the last kind of, not shoot a drop, but the last name out there that I was thinking, okay, is he going to change the scope of this search after those first four guys? And I think once you have him in the building, the other issue, the other guy out there would be a Josh McCown. And I know my buddy Zach Jackson wrote about it, and I had somebody ask me about it in my mailbag, and he's an interesting one. Our quarterback coach with the Vikings, obviously played quarterback for 18 years in the league, really well-liked, really well-respected. Is he going to be on the radar? Is he somebody? He doesn't have a ton of coaching experience, but I kind of like that idea a little bit. I just don't know if I like it more than, a Kubiak or a Reese or a Bevel. But you could delay it for him, given that they play tonight, and then you got to see where Minnesota stands in the playoffs.
Scott, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott Petrek, BrownZone.com, covers the Browns for the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. Joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.